This is where a 19-year-old football fan was killed in the northern Greek city of Thessaloniki. The street is now lined with candles and flowers. Alkis Kampanos was stabbed to death outside the Aris Thessaloniki Club Stadium. He's believed to have been killed by supporters of a rival team after a brawl. The case has led to a national debate about violence at sporting events.
We can't get over it. My entire family has been affected. I have a 17-year-old grandson who wears the team's yellow jersey all day, and now we feel afraid. I'm 72 years old, and I've been going to the stadium since I was 8. We never had these types of situations.
At least 9 suspects have been arrested, but many say it's not enough. The outrage is fueling calls for tighter rules and punishment. Under pressure, the government announced it will submit a bill in the coming weeks to Parliament with stricter penalties and more police controls.
Combating violence among football fans is an obligation we have towards Greek society, the youth and the millions of fans in our country. In the past 2 years, significant steps have been taken. The government will continue in this direction, and we expect everyone in society to contribute to eliminate sports violence.
The sport has been plagued by violence on and off the field in recent years. These photographs of makeshift weapons are among the items confiscated by police, a sign that the threat of violence is always lurking. And now the murder of Alkis is pushing the issue to the forefront.
I feel awful about it. How can you not? I wonder what these people are thinking. How can they live? It all seems unthinkable, all this violence taking place.
Yellow jerseys of the Aris Football Club have been placed in the neighborhood where Alkis was murdered. People here say it's a reminder to authorities and the community of a senseless tragedy. Katia Lopez-Odoyan, Al Jazeera.